Hello, everybody. Welcome to my new program called Angelic Empowerment. My name is Christina Lundeen, and the angels gave me that name for this program because we teach people how to incorporate their power that they already have into their daily lives. I am here to channel your angels, to give you messages of truth, light, knowledge, and wisdom, and to give you a greater understanding of how to connect to your angels. These messages can empower you in your daily life to help you receive the things that you need and desire now. I pray that you have eyes to see, ears to hear, and open hearts to receive the messages that you need today. Before each speaking engagement, session with private people, what I do is I always say a prayer to bring in the highest angels and the highest energies. I am not a psychic. I do not just pick up information when I'm out amongst people. What I do is I go through the angels, and the angels give me the answers to questions that people have. So let me say my prayer and just take a deep breath and enjoy this time. I thank you, Lord, for your love and your light as we call forth the highest angels to bring information that is clear, helpful, and useful for today. I thank you for your protection while we do so, and I thank you that I am that clear and pure channel of your love and your light. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, the name of the angels gave me was Creator Mediator, and that is my website. It's www.creatormediator.com. And I was surprised when they changed the name of the show to be Angelic Empowerment. And they said that people would still be led to my work through Creator Mediator, but that they wanted to emphasize that at this time, it is crucial for people to connect to the power that is rightfully theirs. And power sometimes has a negative connotation to it. And the angels want you to know that you have a lot of power as a soul, and you have been disconnected consciously from that power by being born onto the earth plane. And a lot of you are ready to reconnect to that power in order to create change in your own life, in your soul's path, to complete what you're here to do, and also ultimately change the course of the events on the earth plane. And that's what we do, is we help people to connect to that power. And I was recently interviewed on a British radio station, and the interviewer, as soon as I said the word power, jumped in and explained to people that this wasn't negative. And it made me realize that people could think that power was negative, because it has been misused in the past. And we have misused it in the past in previous lifetimes. But we are at a stage now in the fourth dimension, a place that we have not been in this cycle of Earth yet. And that energy that came in around the year 2000 brought us to this time that we could connect to this power and really use it for a force of good. And that's the people that seem to be drawn to my work, that I help and teach and help them connect to their angels. So I hope that I can help you today. What I would like you to do, this is not a call-in show, so what I'd like you to do is for you to take a moment, take a deep breath, ask your angels to be present with you, and then tell your angels if you would like a healing during this time that we spend together, if you need something physically, emotionally, or spiritually, if you'd like a stronger connection to the angels, we can help you with that. If you need an answer to a question that you have not been able to receive, then ask the angels to have me speak the answer during my time with you. Just take a few moments, and then at the end, thank your angels. Okay. Now, when I first started in my public work with the angels, I did not know anything about the chakras. And the angels told me that this would be a vital link for me to help people to connect to their true power and to see that power actively working in their lives. Chakras are the energy centers that connect us to our spirit, to our soul, to the universe on all levels. We have 7 main chakras that we work with, and during this last 4 years, I have been blessed to find out that there are 3 more additional chakras that are available to us at this time. And I have prayers that the angels have given me to help enhance this energy for you and to balance your chakras. If you remember situations in the Bible that they talked about halos being over people, excuse me, the halos were actually people seeing visibly the crown chakra opening. And in some of the oldest texts that have been coming up and being revived at this time are talking about chakras in them. So this is something that is not new agey. This is something that has been around all the time, and it's becoming more and more important that people connect to their chakras simply by asking the angels to balance them, or you can use the prayers that I'm going to go over today and the visualizations. Whatever it is that you choose, recognize that you are not just a physical human being. You are a spiritual being having a physical existence. And for many, many lifetimes, we have denied that spiritual aspect of ourselves, and now we're fully connecting as a physical being, also a spiritual being, and that's how we gain our true power. So I'm going to state some prayers, and I'm going to leave you time so that you can speak them out loud or in your head to yourself, and I'm going to have you do some visualizations as well. To begin with, we're going to start off with the root chakra. And the root chakra is at the top of your legs where your body meets your legs, and it's down the center of your body. So placing your hand 2 to 3 inches above that area, repeat after me. I call on Archangel Michael to assist me in opening and maintaining my root chakra. I thank you for helping me walk on the easy path of my life as I get closer to the fulfillment of my purpose. I thank you, Archangel Michael. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Now we're going to move up to the sacral chakra, which is right beneath your belly button. Placing your hand 2 to 3 inches above that area. You do not want it to be physically on your body because the chakra resonates outside of your body in your aura. And you're going to visualize light coming from your hand, but for those of you that actually see energy, the light is not really coming from your hand, it's coming from your heart, because that's where our opening is to spirit now in the fourth dimension. But this is just a point of contact. So, placing your hand above the sacral chakra, repeat after me. I call on Archangel Metatron to assist me in opening and maintaining my sacral chakra. Thank you, Archangel Metatron, for helping me to recognize my physical and emotional needs. I thank you, Archangel Metatron. Take a deep breath in. Breathing is key when connecting to spirit. And breathe out. Moving up to your solar plexus, about an inch or two above your belly button, down the center of your body, placing your hand above that area, we're going to call on Archangel Uriel. I call on Archangel Uriel to assist me in opening and maintaining my solar plexus chakra. I call on you to help me remember to breathe. I thank you, Archangel Uriel. Now take a deep breath in and breathe out. Still seeing that light going into the solar plexus. And this time I want you to take a big deep breath in from your toes Just pull it all the way up from Mother Earth. Big deep breath in. And then blow it out and push your belly button as if it's going to touch your spine. Just push all of the air out. Okay. Now moving up to our heart chakra. Placing your hand over the center of your body with your palm, having light go into your heart chakra. Repeat, I call on Archangel Raphael to assist me in opening and maintaining my heart chakra. I call on you to assist me to heal and move past anything that is not of the highest light. I thank you, Archangel Raphael. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Shake out your shoulders, just relax. Be focused on what you're doing. Moving up to the high heart chakra. This is one of the three additional chakras that has been added since we've been to the fourth dimension. Some of you have it open, some of you do not. If you say it, then when it is ready to open, it will open up very nicely. Okay, so it's right at the clavicle of underneath your throat, between your throat and your heart. It's right at that indentation. Placing your hand directly over that. We're going to call on Archangel Zadkiel. I call on Archangel Zadkiel to assist me in opening and maintaining my high heart chakra. Thank you, Archangel Zadkiel, for helping me to understand, to accept, and to practice universal love and compassion. I thank you, Archangel Zadkiel. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Just breathe naturally, but stay in your heart for a moment and feel this strengthening of you calling in the archangels. Feel it in your heart, this new connection to spirit for some of you, this old connection but stronger for most of you. Okay, so moving up to the throat chakra now, placing your hand 2 to 3 inches away from your throat with light coming from the palm of your hand. Repeat, I call on Archangel Gabriel to assist me in opening and maintaining my throat chakra. I choose now to see the truth, hear the truth, speak the truth, feel the truth, to be truth each day of my life. I thank you, Archangel Gabriel. Taking a deep breath in. These breaths should not be stressed, should be very relaxed. And breathe out. Moving to the brow chakra, or sometimes called third eye. It's in between your eyebrows at the bridge of your nose. Placing your hand 2 to 3 inches away from that area. Repeat, I call on the Holy Spirit to assist me in opening and maintaining my brow chakra. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for assisting me with gaining spiritual knowledge, growing in my intuition, and growing in the strength of the power that is rightfully mine. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Now moving up to the seventh chakra, which is your crown chakra, placing your hand above your head 2 to 3 inches, and if it's in the center of your head, just move it just an inch back. That's right where it is. And repeat after me. I call on the Christ light to assist me in opening and maintaining my crown chakra. I now allow this light to heal every aspect of my soul. I thank you, Christ light. Take a deep breath in. The breaths by themselves are very healing. And breathe out. Moving up to the soul star chakra. This is one of the three that's been given to us as a blessing for moving to the fourth dimension. The soul star chakra, if you place your hand directly above your head and bend your arm up straight in the air and bend your hand over, that's right where it is. Repeat after me. I call on Enoch to assist me in opening and maintaining my soul star chakra. Thank you, Enoch, for helping me focus my attention on the small everyday things and to perform them with love. I thank you, Enoch. Take a deep breath in. And then breathe out. Now, the zeal point chakra is the latest chakra, and the angels have not given me a statement for these chakras yet because they are opening up for a lot of people and causing neck and shoulder pain. So all they want us to do is just to state that we want it to open and balance. The zeal point chakra is behind your neck at the base of your head. So placing your hand back there, repeat this statement. I call on Archangel Chamuel to assist me in opening and balancing my zeal point chakra. I thank you, Archangel Chamuel. So taking a deep breath in, we're balancing that area. If it's already open and if you have neck and shoulder pain, it should be relaxing, and breathe out. Okay, so now we're going to do a little bit of layering with the chakras, and you can move your hands if you would like up as we go through each chakra to give it a stronger intention, or you can just state these affirmations and do the visualizations. For the root chakra, visualize your feet standing on red rocks directly on the ground of Mother Earth. Visualize, it could be the Grand Canyon, could be in Arizona, Utah, anywhere that's got red rocks around the world, strong and solid. And visualize the color red. Repeat these affirmations. I accept myself as I am. I make choices that are right for me. Now taking a deep breath in, sealing that intention of that strength, and breathe out. Moving up to the sacral chakra, visualize an orange pyramid that is pointing towards your heart. It is all the way over your body, through your body, an orange pyramid. And state these statements. I am now open to pleasure and goodness in my life. I am a creature of light, open to my highest joy. Take a deep breath in, feeling this strong intention that you deserve joy and goodness and pleasure. And breathe out. The solar plexus chakra, visualize a golden yellow sun radiating golden light throughout your body. The power of the sun. And repeat I am in touch with the source of my power. I am a powerful source for good. Take a deep breath in, visualizing that sun radiating golden light throughout your body and your aura. There's so much it flows out of you, and breathe out. Now moving to your heart chakra, visualize roses flowing out of your heart. And repeat these statements. Love is at the center of my life. I choose to be united with all beings, visible and invisible, in the realm of light. Take a deep breath in, visualizing those roses of love flowing from your heart, and breathe out. The high heart chakra. Going to visualize fire and repeat these statements. So it would be right underneath your throat. The fire of God's love purifies my heart. I am compassion. Take a deep breath in. And breathe out, visualizing that fire. Okay, moving up to your throat chakra. We're going to visualize turquoise blue. Visualize a clear blue sky over a clear blue sea. Repeat these affirmations. I live from my integrity. I trust the whisper of angels' voices as I sit in silence. Take a deep breath in, visualizing that clear blue sky meeting a clear blue sea. Breathe out. Moving up to the brow chakra. We're going to visualize an indigo blue sky, which is a dark blue sky with a clear white moon. Repeat these affirmations. My love of life reflects itself in all that I see and do. I open myself to know my inner guidance and my deepest wisdom. Take a deep breath in, visualizing that clear white full moon, and breathe out. Moving up to the crown chakra, we're going to visualize a violet color. And also, if you think of yourself as being an eagle on a mountaintop, fixing to soar off into the sky, repeat these affirmations. God works in my life regardless of my limitations. I look within where I am safe. And I am loved, and I am protected. Take a deep breath in. See that eagle soaring off into the sky, the power of it, and breathe out. The soul star chakra. just visualize what you would imagine sparkles of love and light would look like. Sparkles of love and light just floating all around you. Repeat these affirmations. I recognize that I am one with God. I am open to see myself and my life as the angels see me. Take a deep breath in, accepting all those sparkles of love and light flowing around you, and breathe out. Now moving to the zeal point chakra, these are the affirmations that they gave for this area to get you to understand what the zeal point chakra will be bringing to you. So visualizing an open mouth. This is where your energy is of speaking. Visualize an open mouth. And the zeal point chakra affirmations are, I speak God's love to all. I use my spiritual abilities with grace and with love. Take a deep breath in and then breathe out. Now I want you to take your hand from your soul star chakra down the center of your body all the way past your root chakra, and then take it side to side across your heart chakra all the way across your body, and then enclose that with a circle. Just take your hand in a circle. You've just made a cross of light surrounded by a circle of light, and that helps seal the intention into the now. So the cross is the symbol of eternity. Where the two lines meet is the eternal always, right now. Okay. The angels are asking me just to do a few more affirmations to bring us all into the oneness together. Just repeat these affirmations. I am truth. You are truth. We are truth. We are one. I am peace. You are peace. We are peace. We are one. I am light. You are light. We are light. We are one. I am love. You are love. We are love. We are one. I am divine. You are divine. We are divine. We are one. I am one. I am. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Now see a light starting at the top of your head, and the light starts flowing down all the way through your body, and as it flows down, it expands. It keeps expanding, flowing all the way down through the trunk of your body, through your legs, out your hands, arms, feet, toes, fingers, everything. You're overflowing with light so much that it's now flowing out of you. Just taking a deep breath in, recognize what this power feels like. This is positive energy of you connecting to spirit in the highest way that you can at this time. Breathe out. And relax. Okay, just continue to breathe, especially if you are asking for a healing or something that you would like changed in your life. Keep that connection for the rest of the time that we are sharing together. As I said before, the chakra affirmations are things that I never thought that I would be dealing with at all, But I have recognized through my work with people that these are the single most things that help people connect to spirit, to hear their angels clearer, to make their connection to God clearer, to accept that they have a right to be able to hear God's voice in their lives and to feel that they deserve the things that they are asking for. And I do have this on my website on www.creatormediator.com. On the Angel Channels page, I have an enhanced Archangel Chakra prayer. And if you print that out, then you can say it every day. And I also have CDs with it on it. But it's important that if you recognize how you feel right now and how you felt before and the difference how your day is going to go from the rest of this day, then use these and teach yourself that that you can have these things that you're speaking. For instance, in the throat chakra, we were talking about truth. I see the truth. I hear the truth. I feel the truth. When you start saying that in your life, if someone around you is not speaking the truth, you will immediately know. This ends up helping you, putting you on the easy path so that you may not be misguided by that person. And you can make higher and better decisions for your life. If, especially, you know, like let's just say that you're in a real estate deal and you need something that you need to know if this real estate deal is going to go through or if this person can really build what they say they're going to build. And you're speaking these affirmations and saying that you want to hear the truth and feel the truth, then something will occur during your conversations with these people to let you know that they cannot fulfill their obligation or it'll confirm that they can. It also means that you have to walk in truth, and the things that you speak are very important. So the angels will bring to mind things when you are not speaking the truth. And that's just one example of the many things that we say during the actual chakra prayers. But most of it is reminding you who you are, that you are a spiritual being having a physical existence, and that a lot of what we have to go through on the earth plane are lessons to help us remember who we are. The angels are here for you in your life because you've asked them to be here. First, God created angels to assist the earth plane. There's many, many levels of angels. But when you came into this life, you created aspects of yourself to assist you during your life at certain points, and your soul wanted to complete certain lessons. And when you're on the other side and you're planning your life, you feel very empowered because you still feel that strong connection to God. When you come through the birth, you have some memory of it but feel disconnected, which is why children cry. That's one of the reasons that children cry when they're born, because they feel that disconnect. They feel that loss, that abandonment. And they still remember things which people, when they look at newborn babies, will say that they're talking to the angels, or they can see them playing with things that are not there or beings that are not there. And that is true. We do tend to forget around the age of 5 or 6 our connection to spirit. And then generally in our 20s, 30s, 40s, we will want to start looking for that reconnection again. It's a natural cycle that we go through. Hopefully, what children are going to start doing is not losing that connection and having strong parents who are spiritually knowledgeable to be able to help them through to maintain that connection and assist them in their daily lives to live as these spiritual beings. And the parents will have to do that by being empowered, by knowing what to do, having the connection themselves so that they can also help their children. So you chose an aspect of yourself, of your soul, your higher self, to be either a male or a female resonation to help you during this life. And that part of you became your guardian angel. So your guardian angel is not something that is separate from you. It is actually a higher aspect of your soul that keeps you connected to the part of your soul that cannot reside in the fourth dimension here with us. At this time, in case you're curious, at this time, there is more of your soul residing on the earth plane than ever before, which is why the angels say it's time to start using your power. Lightworkers, come on, realize who you are. Let's do what we came here to do. Let's help create the change by changing ourselves. And so your guardian angel never leaves you. It is always right there by you at all times. If you're having dreams and you can turn your head in your dreams, or if you can turn around, some people can do that, conscious dreaming. The angels taught me how. The angel will always be to your right and back a step. They do not want to interfere in what you're dreaming, but if you have questions during your dream or if you're not understanding something, you can look around and ask your angel, and your angel will give you the answer. So your angel presents as being separate in your dreams, but it is actually you. Our brain is very powerful on the earth plane, but we haven't even tapped into but a little bit to be able to explain how all of this works and how our brain understands things. You know, we know of prophets of old that they had to explain airplanes 500 years before there were even airplanes. They had to explain flying things in the sky. They had no idea what airplanes were. So the same thing applies to us, that, you know, in our dreams and while we are here having visions or connecting to our angels, we will interpret things according to what our individual knowledge is. The angels cannot give you knowledge of something that you absolutely do not understand. They will have to change the information to get it to be something that you do understand and give you an analogy. So you've got your guardian angel. I have seen anywhere from 1 to 9 angels with a person. The person with one angel had just his guardian angel, and that person was complete with their life. They didn't have much going on, and they were ready to cross over. The person with 9 angels around them had their guardian angel and 8 other angels that they had created to help them with their work, with their husband or wife, with their children, with their friends, with their spiritual development, with all other things. Every time you need help with something, you create a thought and say, I need help with this. And your thought creates an energy, which we call an angel, to assist you. And that's how powerful you are. You have a thought and you can create an angel. But people don't recognize this. People think that that there's archangels up there, and the archangels are assigning angels to particular people to help them. But actually, it's you. The archangels are doing other things because archangels are thoughts of God, and God has created them to oversee the earth plane and to do things, to create health for people, to create lands, to create peace, all sorts of things. That's what the archangels do. They make sure that the sun and the stars stay where they are and that we stay in cycles. But you create your own angels, and that's the power that the angels that work through me want you to understand, is that you can do this. So if you need help with something, then state an affirmation to the Lord, to the universe, to say, I now have a new car that runs perfectly. I now have enough money to pay my child support this week. I have plenty of money to pay all of my bills on time or early. And what you're doing is creating energy, and you can go ahead and state, I want an angel to be assigned over my bills so that I pay my bills on time. You can do that, and they'll remind you. They'll give you a thought to help remind you when that bill needs to be paid. So you can assign as many angels as you want for these things. But you're actually the one doing it, and that's what they want you to know. So your soul recognizes when it's on the other side that it has this power, but when you come into this life, you forget. You forget that strong connection. And then when you cross over, you're going to reconnect with that again and say, oh, I wish I had remembered that I had that power while I was there. And it's not to worry that you're going to use it in a negative way. you will only be assigned as much power as your soul deems that you can deal with. And if you use it in a negative way, something will occur to help give you plenty of chances and choices to stop what it is that you're doing. So when we talk about power, when we talk about these things with your angels, we are not talking about anybody but you. I am not advocating overrunning somebody else's free will. I can only help someone if they are open to me helping them, but I cannot change someone else's life by me praying for that person for a particular thing. We are not able to do that. What you can do is if you'd like to pray for a person to help them, then pray to the angels, light. Light is energy. Light has power. And so what you would do is state, I thank you, angels, or I thank you, Lord, that I would like to send light to my son right now. And immediately what happens is you have sent a non-judgmental prayer, which has a lot of power of love, and you sent it to your son, and it puts a light over your son, and spiritually, his soul can see that he's now got choices. It brightens up his space so that he can look right or left, and he can see things that he could not see before because you put this big, huge light over his area, and that helps him. If you try to rescue people that are in your family or your friends by doing things for them, they will not learn what they need to learn. And so the angels, of course, they cannot interfere with free will. And since I've been working with the angels, this is what they've taught me, is that people are here to learn specific lessons. And the lesson that they're going through is something that may be appropriate for them. However, if you send them light, they can just go through it a lot easier than what they may be going through right now. So if you have somebody in mind that needs prayer, then take a moment and send them light. And you can do this as much as you would like to do this. You can do this for countries. If you're worried about the fighting in the Middle East, then go ahead and send light over all of the areas of the Middle East. That prayer goes through a lot faster than praying for somebody to win. This is not about winning. This is not about peace. This is about being non-judgmental and compassionate that some people choose to go through lessons in a hard way. And so as we send light to the Middle East, then if the more and more people that actually do that, you will see things that there are better, you will see actual results that there are different choices being made than what were being made before. I had a very interesting client one time, and he was very concerned about a celebrity and in just really worried about how the celebrity was spending his money and wasting it and everything. And I didn't realize how much emphasis that we actually place on celebrities, people that are out in the public. And if we place as much emphasis in our own lives and thought that we were just as important as they are, then we would have all the things that we need instantly. But this person was really concerned, and so the angel said to this person in a very loving way that instead of feeling negatively towards this person and having all of these bad thoughts, then why don't you make it your goal to pray for this person and send this person light, not to make him sell all of his trucks or his cars or anything like that, but to go ahead and tell him that he can make higher choices for his life. So, whether he does or not is up to him. You cannot make another person do anything on the earth plane that they do not want to do. So the angels encouraged this person to go ahead and do this, and it helped. It helped this person to go ahead and move past that energy. So if you are having a friend or that you are looking at that you think are making not so good choices for their lives, know that you're judging that person. It could be a family member. It could even be like this other person I was just telling you about. It could be a celebrity or somebody on TV. So just know that that's a judgment, and that is not the energy of the angels, and it is not the highest energy that we're moving towards in our lives. We want to have peace. We want more light on the earth plane. We want to exude more love towards one another and recognize that we are all one. We are not really separate as it looks like as we look through our earth plane eyes. And so during this, if you send light to these people and allow them to walk their own path, then you will have more peace. You will see that things continue to happen in your life in a greater way. And maybe that person will come up to you and say, how did you do that? How did you get that new car? You know, you didn't have the money 6 months ago. How did you do that? And then you can share it with them. This life of working with the angels is not about preaching to people and going out and shoving it down their throats. People have had enough of that, lifetime after lifetime, and they're getting tired of all of the structured religions and being taught in the way, and, you know, sitting down quietly in a church and then going out and killing each other in the parking lot as you're trying to leave. They want people to actually walk their talk. And that's what the light workers are being called upon to do right now, is to walk your talk. Go ahead and be the light. Be the love. And love everyone equally. Love them like God loves us. And God loves us non-judgmentally. He allows us to live in this place of free will. He allows us to make these decisions. And we can continue to make the not-so-good decisions for our lives and continue to have hard times, or we can choose to create a different life. And that's what we're here to share with you, is that you can have a different life now. We are in much higher energy since the shift of the fourth dimension, and we're moving closer and closer to being in the fifth dimension, where thoughts are actually things. And you can create things for your life. Start with small things. Start connecting with the angels by saying, you know, angels, I need a parking space closer to the front door if you're at the shopping mall. And by doing so, they can show you that they're working in their lives. And if you want to expand time at work, or if you need more people to leave you alone at work, ask the angels for help to be able to finish your tasks on time or early. Let them show you that they can do these things. Let them help you with your finances. Let them bring a greater and higher love into your life. Feel that you deserve the things that you are asking for. But if you start connecting with them in a small way, they will help you to know that they are there. The angels that work through me are very simple. They are very powerful and effective, but they like to keep things simple. And when I was writing my first book, The Angel Connection, I told the angels, I said, this is too simple. People are not going to like this. And they said, no, this is exactly as it needs to be. They need to know that they need to keep things simple. It doesn't take a process of going to school to learn particular spiritual practices to be able to connect to spirit. Your thoughts can open up that channel. Your heart intention can open up that channel. It's when we block it by fear, block it by not feeling that we deserve these things, that then it is a problem. But right now, all of us can have a strong connection to spirit and have it flowing into our lives to where we are asking the Holy Spirit to help us in our day-to-day events and planning of our lives so that we can have fruitful and abundant and loving and light-filled lives for as long as we have to reside here on the earth plane. It's up to us. We cannot wait on children to grow and to remember who they are. A lot of people are waiting on the indigo children to grow up, the crystals, the rainbows, and all the different names that have been given to them. It is really up to us. We're here now, and when you cross over, there's not going to be the indigo children there with you when you're standing before the Lord and you're reviewing your life. It is going to be you and the Lord. That's it. And you will see the opportunities for everything that you could have accomplished and everything that you did. And everything can change and shift at this point right now. It is up to you to decide what you would like to do with your life. Would you like more abundance in your life? Would you like more love in your life? Then ask the angels right now. State the name of God by saying, I am, that's the strongest name of God, I am now enjoying more love in my life. I am now enjoying a stronger spiritual connection. I can now feel the angels working in my life tangibly. I now see invisible things visibly. Those kinds of statements, they help you. Just whatever it is that you want. Here's a test. Do this. When you get the next chance, go to a mirror and look in the mirror at your eyes. If you can say the word, I love you, without blinking, to yourself, by looking in your eyes, then you really do feel you deserve the things that you're asking for. If you blink or you look away before the I love you stops, then you need to work on that. Practice saying it several times a day. God sees us as being already perfect because we are. It is just because of us feeling we are separate on the earth plane that we don't think we are. But He wants us to have all of the things that fathers and mothers want for their children in the greatest and highest way, the most loving way, non-judgmentally, you know. He wants us to have all of those things. And so what you ask for yourself, not taking from another being, but just for yourself, is not too much. And you cannot ask the angels for too much. If you're asking the angels 50 questions a day or 500 questions a day, they may start laughing at you. But they'll still answer you, and I know they laugh at you because they laughed at me. And I think that's why I'm teaching today, is because I ask so many questions. But continue to ask for the things that you deserve. You know, if you want to assist in your area with the weather, if things are going on and the weather's crazy around the world right now, just pray, send light. Send light over that area, so that the angels can take it and do what they need to do. They see from their level what they need to do. And if you don't send light to do a particular thing, like let's say it's snowing and there's ice everywhere, this ice storm, and you just send light, that's the best thing that you can do. If you send light to get rid of the ice storm, then that's placing a judgment. Okay, so you would need to just send light to that particular state, city, area, whatever. We have more power over this weather than what we realize, because after all of the hurricanes that hit the United States, people had enough. So their thoughts this last year was that we don't want hurricanes. And look what happened this last year. We didn't have but one small one actually hit. That's how strong our thoughts and our intentions are. So you do have power. And if you are sitting in Idaho and you want to pray for someone in Iraq, if you want to send light there, if you want to send it to Japan, to the Tahitian Islands, wherever it is that you want to, you can do that from your chair in Idaho. It doesn't matter where you are. There is no time and space. What matters is the intention from your heart that you want to be of service with this power that is already yours. I want to thank you all for allowing me to share with you today. I welcome your emails with thoughts about this program if you liked it, and if you didn't, no judgment. But please send me an email at Christina@creatormediator.com. I'd love to hear from you. I don't know that I can answer everyone, but that would be great. I do have a book out. It's called The Angel Connection, Divinity and the New Energy. And it is a book about how to connect to your angels and what kind of changes we've gone through in the fourth dimension and what we can expect for our lives and how powerful we can be. I do also have these teachings on CDs that I can send anywhere in the world. And I do travel around the United States. Right now I'm going to be in Naples, Florida this weekend, Raleigh, North Carolina next week, South Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi, Ohio, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, all the way through June. My website is creatormediator.com, and I also do private angel sessions for people. I have a lot of information on my website if you would like to go there and just peruse and spend time. And I just really enjoyed sharing with you. Please join me again on Valentine's Day, February 14th, at this same time. Many blessings to all of you. Bye-bye.